I mean, let's catch up on a shocking story in Cleveland. Police are hunting for a man they've identified as Steve Stevens. They say he murdered an elderly man and posted video of this killing on Facebook. Annie Wu of member station WCPN IdeaStream is on the line. And Annie, what's the latest on this?
Well, the police still don't know where he is. They say he could be a lot of places, nearby, far away, and they've expanded their search to the Midwest. They said that a woman who was mentioned in the video that he put on Facebook, the woman is cooperating with police, but they declined to identify her or to say where she was.
So they're trying to piece this together, and this is a woman's name who someone said the name on this video?
The man identified by police as Steve Stevens, he talks about this woman in the video that he posted on Facebook.
Okay, so that's one lead that they're following. And it sounds like, Annie, the police were actually in touch with the suspect pretty shortly after the alleged shooting, the alleged crime. Is that right?
Yes, the investigators spoke to Stevens by cell phone early on and tried to convince him to turn himself in. That obviously did not work.
And remind us here, I mean, this is just extraordinary. He posted this video. It was not live streaming. Police actually think that he filmed this and then posted it onto Facebook afterwards.
Yes, a spokesperson for Facebook says that it was, in fact, uploaded to Facebook. It was not live streamed. But what we do know is that the crime was committed at about 2 o'clock in the afternoon on Sunday in a Cleveland neighborhood. And the man is 74-year-old Robert Godwin Sr. And the investigation continues, and police are still on the lookout, and they are putting notices up on billboards to try to identify Steve Stevens.
Wow, so still searching for him, and that must have people in Cleveland and surrounding areas a bit nervous. Annie Wu of member station WCPN IdeaStream, thanks so much.
Thank you.